Over the past several weeks, KUNR has been reporting on the affordable housing crunch in northern Nevada and the eastern Sierra. Today, we speak to a man whose beloved cats essentially priced him out of the Reno rental market. Reno Public Radio's Bree Zender spoke with him about his extended search for a home for himself, his cats, and his wife.
Carl Phillips first found his cats at Crystal Park in Verdi. They were strays, and for a couple of years, he and a neighbor fed them.
But then finally one day, it was cold, middle of winter, the cats would actually come in our car and go to sleep. And if they didn't want to go, they literally put their claws in the seat when I was trying to throw them out. And I felt so bad. So they're like our kids.
But when the owner of Carl's Reno rental home decided to sell the house that Carl, his wife, and his cats were in, Carl didn't know how tough it would be to find another rental home that takes his cats that's within his price range, especially in the 30 days he was given to move out.
Immediately after he said he was going to sell, I started looking the next day. I actually started packing and looking the very next day. And I was quite shocked.
Carl was not only unable to afford a new rental home, but he couldn't find anything at all, whether it was affordable or not. And the cats just made things even tougher.
I had one lady tell me, she says, I have six people who work in my office. Each one of them has 100 applications on their desk for a limited amount of houses. And we don't need to rent to somebody with pets. So get rid of your pets, then come back, and we'll put your application.
For Carl, getting rid of his cats wasn't an option. His family ended up being booted out of their house earlier than they thought because of a misunderstanding with the new owner. They still didn't have a new place, and they ended up having to move in with his daughter in Truckee for a couple of months, and then into his brother's house in Carson City.
Sometimes I would spend 6, 7, 8 hours a day, either on Craigslist, or looking at Zillow, or all the other places online. If you weren't there practically when the sign went up, you weren't going to get a place.
Carl says after a few months, he gave up looking for rentals altogether. He decided to simply buy a house.
I had made the decision that if I couldn't find a place, we were going to move out of the area, out of state. And then some of my relatives, and better half, convinced me, okay, by their, you know, your daughter, your grandkids and everything else, we need to stay here. I go, okay, let's keep trying.
6 months after his landlord originally sold his house and 4 months without a place of their own, Carl found a house in Dayton.
And literally, I looked in the window, I got on the phone, I told my agent, I go, put an offer on it right now. And we put an offer within $1,000 of the asking price and we got it.
Now, as Carl sees advertisements pop up for pet adoption, he gets upset because he knows firsthand that there's often no place for the pets or their owners to go in the rental market.
Had you asked me a year ago, would you like to live in Dayton? I didn't even know where Dayton was at. We always say, we've got it for the cats. They own the house. They just let us stay here. But that was the only way. I never wanted to be in this position again. I don't want to ever again have them have a call, somebody knock on the door, and you got to be out. No, that's over.
You can find more from KUNR's Priced Out series on our podcast, Priced Out, The Housing Crunch. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News.